Do you know that from your position, you can change a situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully to Pastor Segun Obaje as he brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
This is Pastor Segun Obaje bringing you God's word, and I want your heart to be open to receive the word of God. Today, we're going to be talking about miracles, just miracles, because this is a special miracle service. Glory to God. Just miracles. Hallelujah. Just miracles. Now, I want you to know what a miracle is. Now, by definition, a miracle is a divine intervention in the natural affairs of man owing to man's faith in God. So when God divinely intervenes in the affairs of man, glory to God, a miracle is wrought. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, faith is involved here, all right? God doesn't step into a man's affairs just because he is God. Yes, he's sovereign, all right? He's almighty, but God is very orderly. God is very orderly. Praise God. He is an orderly God. Hallelujah. So he would need man's permission for him to step in. Why? Because he's ordained it so. Glory to God. And faith is God's righteousness bestowed upon man through which he can perform his will in man's life. We're coming to that. All right. Now, so a miracle is a divine intervention in the natural affairs of man owing to faith, man's faith in God. And then a miracle is an interruption of the natural order to establish a supernatural mandate owing to man's faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, what does that mean? When God interrupts in the natural order of things, in the scheme of things in the natural, to establish a supernatural mandate of his will because someone believed him, because someone is in faith as touching God's word, then that's a miracle. Praise God. And then again, a miracle is the fulfillment of God's word in your life in the face of contrary evidences. That's what a miracle is. The fulfillment of God's word in your life contrary to natural evidences. That means when there are evidences saying that it's impossible, all right, for certain things to happen in your life, yet you believe God and there is a fulfillment of God's word in your life in spite of those natural evidences, that is a miracle. Glory to God. And then again, a miracle is God doing for us, doing in us, and doing through us what he alone can do because we believe his word. That's what a miracle is. Glory to God. That is what a miracle is. So when you believe God's word, all right, and then God is doing in you and is doing for you and doing through you what he alone can do, that's what a miracle is. Glory to God. And so a miracle is the act of God in us, for us, and through us, because we believe his word. And then again, lastly, a miracle is the supernatural governing the natural. The supernatural governing the natural. It is the supernatural imposed on the natural by faith. By faith. Now, the natural was designed by God, and there are systems in the natural that are meant to work in certain ways. Glory to God. But there are times that those systems themselves are not working in favor of some people because some things are out of place. All right? So you need a miracle at that time to alter the course of nature. To alter the course of nature. For example, somebody who got sick, maybe because, you know, was exposed to some harsh conditions, and the person needs healing, all right? Naturally, the body should heal, all right, maybe in 3 days, in 4 days, in 7 days, or in 12 days, as the case may be. But the person needs a healing right now, all right? What happens is the natural process can be hastened or accelerated or can be suspended, and then the supernatural bears upon the natural. That is a miracle. Or maybe somebody was born with an ailment or a disease or what medical doctors call a congenital malformation. All right, and the person needs a miracle. Now, ordinarily, if you leave that person to keep living on that way, that will never change. But you see, it takes a miracle to alter the course of nature and bring, you know, the supernatural to bear upon the natural. You know, as we live on in life, at one time or another, we are going to have need of a miracle. That means we're going to have need of the miraculous bearing upon our lives. You see, the natural sometimes is limited, all right? And the way God created man, God didn't create man, you know, to live like animals. Man was created with a spirit nature like God, not to be limited by the natural, all right, but to live in the natural with the possibilities and the reality of living life with the governing principle of the Word of God above the natural. So that means you are in the natural realm, in that you are a natural man, physically speaking, but deep within your spirit, you are born of God and you have the spirit nature of God, and so you can live above the natural. All right? Not that you break natural laws every now and then, no. That's not God's intent for you, but there are certain times that you would require some natural laws to be suspended in your favor, or there are certain times you require some natural laws to be accelerated in your favor, then you can exercise, you know, authority and bring the supernatural or the miraculous to bear upon the natural. Praise God. For example, the multiplication of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. All right, Jesus did that by exercising his right over the natural and bringing down to bear upon the natural the supernatural power of God. Now, in the realm of the spirit, there is no limit. It is the realm of infinity. All right, infinite possibilities. Glory to God. But in the natural, there's finite possibility. That means things are limited, but in the supernatural, it is infinite possibility. Amen. So when the natural presents to us its limitations, and we need to push beyond the boundaries of the natural, all right, in fulfilling our God-given destiny, in doing what God has called us to do, then we engage the supernatural. And engaging the supernatural, you can push past the barriers of the natural and get into a free flow of God's power to get the desires of your heart established, consistent with the will of God. Amen. So that's what a miracle is. Now, there are 2 levels of miracles, 2 levels. The first level is the level of receiving a miracle, being the recipient of a miracle. Receiving a miracle. That means a miracle is happening to you. All right? That's a dimension of the miraculous. A miracle is happening to you. That means you are the one who is the beneficiary of a miracle. And then the second level is you being the miracle worker, so to speak. That means you are the one ministering miracles to people. Glory to God. And that is living in the miraculous realm. All right? So 2 levels, 2 dimensions. The first is receiving a miracle, being a recipient of a miracle. And then the second is giving a miracle. All right? Living in the supernatural, you know, miraculous realm of God, such that you can minister miracles to people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, at a time, you know, you come to a place in your walk with God that you need a miracle. You need someone to minister a miracle to you, all right? And mostly, you also have needs around you, people looking up to you, believing God in you and through you to be able to minister miracles to them. For example, the Great Commission, the Bible tells us that these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. In my name, glory to God, they shall cast out devils. Now, that's the miraculous. That's the miraculous. Amen. That's God at work in us. Amen. Praise God. And this is very, very important. Now, you can do both. You can receive a miracle, all right? That is, you can be or become a recipient of a miracle, and you can also minister the miraculous to people. Glory to God. Amen. And we're coming to that. Amen. Now, we want to look at the basis of miracles. The basis of miracles. Now, why do miracles happen? Why do miracles happen? The foundation of miracles. All right. Number one, the miraculous realm is the realm of the God kind, is the realm of God. All right. The miraculous realm is the realm where God dwells and his possibilities and his power, his grace, his glory, his sovereignty dwells. That's the realm of miracles. Glory to God. Now, the natural realm is not the realm of the miraculous. All right? It is the natural realm. Simply put, there is a supernatural realm, and that is the realm of the miraculous. Now, to be able to work miracles, you must have contact or an advantage or an interaction or a relationship with the supernatural realm. That means the realm of the God kind. Now, we understand from God's word that when we got born again, we received a divine nature. All right? That divine nature is the nature of God, is the life of God, and that life brings us into the supernatural realm. So that means when it comes to relationship position, all right, we have the advantage in the supernatural realm. Now, every child of God is a supernatural being born into the supernatural realm. The Bible tells us that if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things are passed away. So when you got born again, you were born into that supernatural realm. Your spirit nature, your spirit being was born into that supernatural realm. And that forms the basis of and for miracles happening in your life. Glory to God. Now, you are the image of God. Now, miracles belong in the realm of God. All right? It's in the realm of the God kind. It is the realm that is higher than the natural realm. Miracles don't belong in the natural realm. I want to say that again. Miracles don't belong in the natural realm. All right? Natural possibilities belong in the natural realm. But supernatural possibilities belong in the supernatural realm, the realm of the God kind. Praise God. And this is very, very important. So you are related to God. You're born of God. You are related to God. You are a child of God. You have the capacity within you to work miracles because you're born of God. The Bible tells us that that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. All right? The man who is born of the Spirit of God is like the wind. The wind blows where it desires, where it wills, and you can't see the wind, but you hear the voice, the sound of the wind. All right, it's just blowing the sound. All right, it says, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You know, so by supernatural birth, new birth, you are a candidate for the miraculous, and you are someone who has the capacity to work miracles. So the image of God in you, the nature or likeness of God in man, in Christ, is the nature that empowers us to work miracles and to also receive miracles by faith. Glory to God. Number two, man's God-given authority over the earth and the realms over the earth. So God gave man authority to rule over the earth. You see, the earth is natural. Praise God. Now, the authority that God has given man to rule over the earth is supernatural. And that authority by itself gives man the legitimacy to work miracles. You can rule over the natural. The Bible tells us in Genesis 1 verse 26, God says, come, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And he did that. And in verse 27, he says, so God made man in his image, you know, and after his likeness, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And then verse 28, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Have dominion. Glory to God. It says to have dominion, and this is powerful. So God has given you the right to rule over the natural. Amen. So if the natural is posing itself as a limitation to you, a limitation to, you know, you doing the will of God, a limitation to you fulfilling God's purpose for you, you can rule over it in the name of the Lord Jesus. So on that basis, you can work miracles. Praise God. Number three, which is very important, the influence of God's Spirit on man. The influence of the Spirit of God on man. Now, the influence of God's Spirit on us is amazing. Is amazing. That influence gives us capacity and ability to work miracles. In fact, the miracle working power of God is called the power of the Spirit, dunamis. All right? The Bible tells us in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus speaking to his disciples, he says that they should gather together and tarry, you know, in Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. And then it tells us that they will receive the Holy Spirit, and then they will have the power to preach the gospel all over the world. Glory to God. And then in Acts 2 and verse 4, the Bible tells us that they were gathered together in the upper room, and there was a sound like that of a rushing mighty wind from heaven. It filled the whole place where they were. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now don't forget in verse 8 of chapter 1 of Acts of the Apostles, it tells us that, you know, they shall receive power. Power, dunamis, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon them. So that power is the miracle working power of God. See, the influence of the Spirit of God on man is a miracle by itself and works miracles. Praise God. The influence of God's Spirit on you. So it's called the anointing, the unction of God. That anointing by itself is a miracle working influence. Now, when you expose yourself to the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and that anointing impacts on you, overwhelms you, all right, miracles happen. Because that's the miracle working power of God. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10 and verse 38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And then he went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So by the influence of the Holy Spirit on him, the power of God on him, he went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. He was working miracles. Glory to God. So the power of the Holy Spirit is the miracle working power. Dunamis. Dunamis. The miracle working power. Now listen to this. This is very powerful. The moment you receive the Holy Spirit to dwell in your body, and the moment you begin to interact with him, particularly in prayer and in faith, prayer, particularly this kind of praying in other tongues, amen, and then in faith, acting in faith, the miracle working power of God will begin to flow through you. Praise God. Now, as I speak to you right now, there is the influence of the Spirit of God on my life that is being streamed, you know, to you, life. And that influence is the influence of God's miracle working power. Mm-hmm. You know, for some of you, you will not have to wait until prayer is said, you know, for you to receive a miracle. The miracle working power of God is working right now as I speak. It is the influence of the Holy Spirit. So powerful. It's called the anointing. Amen. Praise God. Now, that's the basis of the miraculous. Now, number four, the light of the knowledge of God's glory. Now, the light of the knowledge of God's glory is the light of the revelation, the awareness, the consciousness of who God is, who we are in Him. All right? That is the basis of miracles. Praise God. So I've mentioned four things. Let me go over them quickly. The image of God that you are, the nature of God in you, the fact that you are a child of God and you are a partaker of the divine nature, you have received eternal life. That is the basis of miracles. Number two, all right, your God-given authority over the earth, over the natural. God has given you authority over the natural. Adam lost it to Satan in the fall. Jesus Christ got it back for us, and that authority has been reposed and deposited in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that name that has been given to us, all right, we have the right to use that name to exercise authority over the earth, to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to command nature to respond accordingly, to respond according to the word of God. Number three, the influence of God's Spirit on your life, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's the basis, all right? That is the basis of the miraculous. The moment the anointing, you know, is flowing, miracles are bound to happen. Number four, the light of the knowledge of God's glory, which is the revelation of the Word of God. The revelation of the Word of God. And what does that do? All right? It imparts faith, confidence in God. Now you can receive a miracle and you can minister a miracle because you have the light of God's word. And that light enables you. It enables you. Now it becomes the conduit, all right, the passage for the power of God to flow, all right, into your life and through you into the lives of others to bless them. Glory to God. All right, so the light of the knowledge of God's glory is very, very important. And this is the treasure that we have in us. Praise God. All right. So those four things are very key. Now, this is where I'm going. All right. This is where I'm going. Before I talk to you about the steps to receiving a miracle, I want to talk to you about faith. Now, why is faith important? Don't forget the definitions I gave you of what a miracle is. All right. And the 5 definitions that I gave you of what a miracle is. And each of those definitions has in it how to receive a miracle. All right? The first one, you know, you see, owing to faith in God. Again, owing to faith in God. Owing to faith in God because we believe God. So you see, miracles don't happen because, you know, God just chooses to work miracles. All right? Miracles happen because we choose to believe God. All right, there are systems that God has put in place, all right, for the supernatural to happen anywhere, any at any time T, all right, with whomsoever. God has put some things in place. There's a provision that God has made, all right, and when you engage those provisions in faith, miracles happen. Glory to God. So I want to talk to you about the law of faith. The law of faith. Now, the law of faith here is actually the law of God's righteousness. Now, what is righteousness? Righteousness means justification. It means the right to do, the right to be, the right to have, all right? The right, you know, to make happen. That's what righteousness is. Primarily, that's what it is. And the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 15, all right, we start reading from verse 4 to verse 6. We saw how Abraham was complaining to God that God hadn't given him a child. And God told him, he said, look, come out, look at the sky, you know, the heavens. And can you tell the number of stars? He said, no. And God said, so shall thy seed be. And the Bible tells us that Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Now, what was the righteousness God gave Abraham? Righteousness, the right to do what? The right to be what? All right? You see, the right God gave Abraham through his faith in God was the right to have his children multiplied as the stars of heaven. The right to be a father of many nations. Praise God. That's the right God gave him. You see, righteousness is the legitimacy, God's legitimacy given to you, amen, to walk righteousness. I mean to, let me repeat that. God's legitimacy given to you to operate in the realm of God and to have God do for you what he has said he will do for you. Praise God. That's what righteousness is. That means the moment you believe God, there is a legitimacy you give God, and that legitimacy is God's right, so to speak, to act in your stead, to act for you, to act in you and through you, and make happen what he has said he will do for you. Praise God. Now, if you do not believe God's word, you have denied God the right of action, so to speak, to perform that word in your life. So you see, faith in God is God's righteousness. The moment Abraham believed God, all right, that his seed will be as the stars of heaven, glory to God. What God did was that God moved into the life of Abraham and began to perform that word in his life. In Genesis 15, he told him, so shall thy seed be. In Genesis 17, he says, I have made you a father of many nations. So that was fulfilled in his life because he had believed God. Blessed is she that believed, you know, for there shall be a performance of those things that were told her from the Lord. So when you believe God, amen, there's going to be a performance of what God has told you. So you see, faith is God's right to act on your behalf, to act in your stead, to fulfill his word in your life. That's what faith is. Praise God. And that's why it's so important, you know, to give God that legitimacy to act in your life. For example, when a man hears the gospel of Jesus Christ and then he believes the gospel, what happens? All right, he's given God the right to recreate him, to make him his child, to make him recreated, born anew. Praise God. But anyone who doesn't believe God, God cannot, all right, recreate that person, because the legitimacy, the right for God to do it has not been given to him. So your faith is very important. It's God's righteousness. All right? God's righteousness to act on your behalf and perform his word in your life and to you. That's number one. Then number two, your faith is God's, your own, God's righteousness bestowed on you to be what God has said you will be, and to do what God has said you will do. Praise God. So it's a two-edged sword. It has two sides. Amen. The first side is God's righteousness, the passage you give God, the right you give God to do and perform his word in your life. On the other end, it is, you know, God's right bestowed on you to have his word fulfilled in your life. Praise God. And that's what righteousness is. And so the righteousness of faith is the basis of receiving miracles from God. This is very, very important. You must come to that place where you believe God. Now, what does it mean to believe God? You accept God's word as your present hour reality. Now, God says you are blessed. You're not trying to explain that away because you're going through a trying time. All right, God says you are healed. You're not trying to explain that away because you feel, you know, weak in your body. No, you accept that as your reality. That's what faith is. Now, look at how Abraham believed God. The Bible says God said to him, I've made you a father of many nations, in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. The Bible says, before whom he believed, all right, even God who gives life to the dead, and cause those things that be not as though they were. So Abraham believed God. The Bible says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. And he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Glory to God. He staggered not. He didn't consider his own body at the time dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He believed God. All right? That means contrary to what was going on in his life, his physical situation, he accepted God's word as as his own present hour reality. He accepted God's word as the truth in his life. Glory to God. And then his response was consistent with the word of God. He did what the word says to do. He walked according to God's word, and then he gave God the passage to perform his word to him and perform his word in his life. And this is the passage. This is the possibility. This is the inroad that we give God, into our lives to do what himself alone can do. Glory to God. Amen. And that is the righteousness of faith. Now, the righteousness of faith is very important. You trying to do what God alone can do, you can try forever for all you care. It will not work. You will not be able to do it. All right? But why not just believe God and let God do it for you? And he says, sit down, sit down. He says, move, you move. He says, stand up, you stand up. Whatever he tells you to do, you do it in faith because you trust him. And then God can swing into action, swing into your life and perform his word in your life. So faith. You believe in God for healing, all right? You understand that Jesus took your place and the stripes that wounded him were for your healing. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. You believe in God for prosperity, provision. Understand that God has made ready everything that you ever need in life. And that has been made ready in Christ. The grace of God is available. Glory to God. And so we believe that Jesus Christ was made poor for us, that we, through his poverty, might be rich. Now that is the report of God to believe. The moment you believe that report, awesome things begin to happen in your life. You've given God the passage, the right to act on your behalf and move the hearts of people to bless you and give you a creative idea that would begin to generate income or money in your life. Praise God. So faith, this is very important. Faith. Amen. Faith. That forms the primary basis of the miraculous. You believe God. You believe God. To him who believes, how many things are possible? All things are possible. All things. There is no impossibility to the one who believes. Glory to God. There is no impossibility. All right? No matter what that thing is, the moment you believe God according to his word, there's no impossibility anymore. Because God steps in, his ability steps in, and things begin to happen. Praise God. All right, let me share this with you very quickly, and then we'll get into the flow of the miraculous. Now, understand that there are four steps to receiving a miracle. Four steps. All right, number one, recognize the need for a miracle. There are times people, act like they need a miracle, but deep within them, they have options. And they have alternatives. if God doesn't do it, this person will do it. An uncle will do it. All right. My doctor will do it. Medical science will do it. You don't need a miracle yet. You see, when you need a miracle, all right, you're desperate for one. And you have blown the bridges behind you. All right. God is your only source. God is your only source. Glory to God. That is when you need a miracle. You see, but if you still have options, you might as well go ahead, and exhaust your options. But when you're done exhausting your options, then you can turn to God. You see, God does not want to be one of the options in your life. No, he wants to be the source, not one of the options. See, if you need a miracle, then you look up to God. You don't look around, trying to see who's going to help you. If God cannot help me, may I remain unhelped. If God will not do it, all right, let it be left undone. That's a person who needs a miracle. So, you see, that's why God answers those who are desperate for a miracle. That means they have turned away from all the many options around. They have turned to God and God alone. And that's what it means to need a miracle. So recognize the need. Do you need a miracle? Is there anything in your life that you know no man can do for you? It's only God that can make it happen. All right? Have you looked away from men? Have you looked away from, you know, helps around in the natural? And you're looking to God alone. The Bible says to cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. You are not going to look to man anymore. Your expectation comes from God. Hallelujah. Then you need a miracle. You need a miracle. Praise God. Amen. So recognize the need for a miracle. Have you gotten to that point that, oh God, you are my source. Oh God, you are my ability. Oh God, you alone can make it happen. Oh God, I trust in you absolutely. Praise God. All right, then you've gotten to that point. I tell you, heaven must respond to you. The angels of God must swing into action in your favor. Things must happen for you. Glory to God. Because you've come to that place. You need a miracle. You need a miracle. Number two, recognize the required point of contact to that miracle. All right? Recognize the required point of contact to that miracle. Now, when we talk about a point of contact, it is actually your link between you and your desired outcome or result. For example, you want the light to come on in the room. You want the room lighted up. So what do? You turn on the switch. All right? The light switch. And that's your point of contact to having your desired outcome. Praise God. All right, so the switch is your point of contact. Glory to God. You want to reach your friend, and then you take your phone. All right, you take your phone with you, and you dial the person's number, praise God, and you call the person. Now, you wanted to fellowship with your friend. Your point of contact is your phone. Your point of contact is your phone. Praise God. Okay. Now, you want a very cold drink, all right, maybe malt, and then you go to the refrigerator, and you open the refrigerator, amen, and take that cold drink. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your point of contact to having your desired outcome is the refrigerator, all right? In life, there are many points of contact to your miracle, your desired outcome. See? And so you must recognize the point of contact. Now, when we talk about point of contact, there are two sides to, or dimensions to, a point of contact. The spiritual dimension and the natural dimension. Now, the spiritual dimension, all right, is that side that has to do with a personal, intimate, beyond sight interaction that you have with God in your heart. All right? That means deep within you, there's an interaction. And there's always something that makes for that interaction, that activates that interaction. Praise God. All right? And that is called revelation, the Word of God. That's the spiritual side. So when you hear God's Word and then it makes sense to you deep within you, and then you're interacting with God based on that word. Oh God, this is the truth of your word. I believe it deep within you. That is a spiritual point of contact. All right? And then the other side is the physical point of contact. There's always something to do in the natural to initiate a miracle. Praise God. Because now your spirit is in tune with God on the basis of revelation, the revelation of his word. And now you are now doing something, giving expression to that revelation. There's an expression you are giving to that revelation in the natural. So you are doing something, an action corresponding with the revelation that you have in your heart. Glory to God. That action, amen, is what brings you to the place of knowing that there is now a sync between your spirit, amen, and what is happening in the natural. Praise God. And this is very, very important. Amen. This is very, very important. Now, you see, let me give you an example, a typical example. All right. And the Bible tells us that by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Now, he offered an offering here is a physical thing. But he did it by faith. That means there was a revelation in his heart as to what to offer and how to offer it. Praise God. Now, that revelation in his heart was very, very important to his offering. All right? So he offered something in the physical consistent with revelation, a revelation in his heart. Praise God. This is very, very important. Amen? Now, again, we understand that by faith, Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. He was not, for God took him. So, you know, he had a revelation of, you know, a desired outcome from God's word, I believe. God must have spoken to him. And then he began walking with God. There was an action in the physical, all right? Obedience of faith, worship, you know, offering sacrifices to God, and what have you. And he began doing all that. And as he kept doing that, all right, the Bible says he walked with God for 300 years and was not, for God took him. Now, in every process of faith, there is a heart interaction with the Word of God, and there is an action that gives expression to that interaction in the physical. All right? There's something to say. All right, there's something to do in the natural. But you see, you're doing that very thing from an interaction in your spirit with the Word of God. That is very important. Praise God. That is very, very important. Amen? And I want to say this. This is very, very powerful. Now, for example, laying on of hands, all right, is a point of contact. For healing, for impartation, you know, for name it. Transference of a spiritual virtue, all right, it is a point of contact. Now, but there's an interaction, there's a knowledge in your heart, all right? There is a point of contact already in your heart that you are a conduit of God's power. And so when you lay hands on the sick, that is the point of contact in your heart, is a spiritual point of contact. And then the physical laying of hands is the physical point of contact, all right? And that completes the cycle of faith. Glory to God. It completes the cycle of faith. Amen? And that's very, very powerful. Amen? So, this is it. This is very important. Amen? This is very, very important. So, I mentioned two things now. Number one, recognize the need for a miracle. Number two, recognize a point of contact, amen, spiritual and natural. Number three, engage the point of contact. Engage it. Now, when light comes to your heart as to anything of interest to you in God's word, all right, don't leave it there. Start interacting with that light. Glory to God. Start interacting with the light. All right, start talking to yourself. Start, you know, praying that light. Make sure there's an interaction between your heart, your spirit, and the revelation you just received from God. That's very important. All right? And then as you begin to interact that way, begin to look out for, trusting the Holy Spirit, what is the physical thing to do? What is the thing to do in the natural to give birth to this revelation in the natural? All right? Is it to shout? Is it to sow a seed? All right? Is it to get a job? Is it to jump? All right? Is it to roll on the floor? Is it to declare a three-day retreat? All right? Of ministering to the Lord? You see, understand that there's always something in the natural that you have to do. Engage that revelation in your heart to start with, and then trust God for a particular action in the natural that will give the right of way to the revelation in your spirit to materialize in the physical realm. Praise God. And this is very important. For Abel, he offered something to God. All right? For Noah, he moved with fear and built God an ark. All right? For Enoch, Enoch walked with God. For Abraham, he moved out of his country amongst his people and to a place that God will show him. Praise God. And then he offered his son Isaac. And you see, there's always something to do. It comes by revelation. You cannot copy your neighbor. Praise God. You can't do that. You have to respond to the revelation in your heart. For the woman with the issue of blood, all right, she believed that, you know, if she could touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she'll be made whole. All right, for Jairus wanted Jesus to come to his house and pray for his daughter. All right, now for the centurion, he said, look, Jesus, you don't even have to come, you know, to my house. I'm not even worthy to have you under my roof. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be made whole. Listen, this is very important. So engage the point of contact. Engage the point of contact. Number four, all right, this one is very important. Receive the desired miracle. You know, it's one thing to have light in your spirit and to have faith in your heart. It's another thing to actually receive that miracle into your life. I'm talking about your experience. Praise God. You see, the man at Lystra, who was crippled from his mother's womb, who never had walked, the Bible says the same heard Paul preach the gospel. And Paul, perceiving that he had faith to be healed. You see, the man had faith to be healed, yet, he was still lame. His situation was still the same. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you see, there's a place of receiving a miracle. So Paul, perceiving that he had faith to be healed, screamed with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And the man leaped and walked. Glory to God. Acts of the Apostles chapter 14, we start reading from verse 16 to verse 9. Verse 6 rather, to verse 9. Praise God. Now, this is very powerful. This is very powerful. Now, how do you receive the desired miracle? Number one, start thanking God. Start thanking God. Start dancing. Don't act like, oh, it's coming. It hasn't arrived yet. It's on the way. No, don't act like it's on the way. It's here now. Amen. Start thanking God for it. Start dancing. Start rejoicing. Thanksgiving. The Bible says Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. How? Giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what God had promised, God also was able to perform. Therefore, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Begin to thank God. Begin to dance. Begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. All right. Now, begin to say things that show that you have received. Faith confessions. I have a miracle. The healing is mine. The job. I have the job. Father, thank you for the job. It's mine now. Don't say, Father, thank you. All right. I'll give you special thanksgiving when the job comes. No. Start the special thanksgiving now. Begin to give him special thanksgiving. All right. Receive that miracle. Possess it. Receive it. Amen. Lambano it. Glory to God. Seize it. Take it. It's yours. It's an active thing. It's not passive. It's not like I hope to have something. Don't hope anymore. Faith has come. Amen. The word has come to you. Now take what the word has given you. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. So receive the miracle. All right. And then number three, on how to receive the miracle. I said thanksgiving, right? And then faith confessions. And then number three, forgive. Love walk. Get rid of every form of unforgiveness, every form of bitterness, strife in your heart. All right? Because these are impediments to receiving from God. These are roadblocks. They are hindrances to receiving from God. So get rid of unforgiveness. Amen? Pray for those who have, you know, malhandled you, those who have mistreated you. Amen? Pray for them. Pray for them. Bless them. Sow seeds into their life. Pray glory to God. Amen. And just forgive them benevolently and freely. And I tell you, all right, your receiving is going to be so, so swift and quick in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I know that you're ready to receive a miracle. Having heard God's word, And now I know that you're ready to receive a miracle. All right, I'm going to stand up right now and get you into that place of receiving a miracle. Glory to God. Are you ready? Now, listen to this. This is very, very important. You require healing for your body. You require a miracle in your finances. You require a miracle in your heart. You expect God to do something for you that you've not been able to do for yourself. You've come to that place that you need a miracle. Now God is your only source and you know it. You know it. Welcome to your miracle. Welcome to your miracle. Now, God has said something about your finances. God has said something about your academics. He said something about your marriage, your fruitfulness. Amen. He says, none shall be barren in the land. Glory to God. He says, none that is in Zion shall say, I am sick. Did you see that? And the Bible says, your health will spring forth speedily. Speedily. And the stripes that wounded Jesus are good enough for your healing. Praise God. And by those stripes, you are healed. Praise God. Your God supplies all needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to your needs, no, but according to his own riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means that God is going to meet your needs over and above what you require, because it's according to his riches in glory, so you can have something left over to be a blessing to people around you. Praise God. That's your destiny. That's your destiny. Say amen to that. Now listen to this. This is very, very powerful. All right. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He says that same spirit dwells in you and it quickens, it gives life to your mortal body. Expect a miracle. Expect lumps to disappear as I speak. Expect a miracle in your lungs, in your kidneys, in your liver. Expect a miracle in your blood. All right? You see, whether it's sickle cell, whatever it's called, God can alter it right now by a supernatural transmutation. Glory to God. God is the God of transmutation and transformation. There is no impossibility with him. The miracle working power of God is right there where you're at, and that power is working right now. Glory to God. That child is quickened from sicknesses and diseases. There's provision for you right now. Listen very carefully. Somebody's remembrance, mind, is quickened to remember you for good. In the name of Jesus, the contracts are coming. You see, this COVID-19 period is not a limitation. God is not limited in any way. And to the one who believes, there's no limitation. Glory to God. Believe right now that there is an open door for you. During this period, you have a testimony to share of financial breakthrough, increase, of financial abundance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, the anointing for prosperity is flowing. The anointing for healing is flowing. But let me start with healing. Right now, if you have need of healing for your body, you need healing for your body, place your hand right there. And I want the testimonies to start pouring in. You can send in your testimonies online. Praise God. And listen very carefully. I want to pray right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died and was wounded for your infirmities. In his name, I rebuke that sickness and disease. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command healing for you from the very crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In the name of Jesus. Now stand upright on your feet. Be strengthened. In the name of Jesus Christ. New organs. New organs. Creative miracles. In the name of Jesus. I command the lump to disappear from your body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The healing power of God streams through you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Things that are living and inanimate things are healed. Your business is healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your career is restored in the name of Jesus to health in Jesus' name. Your family is restored to health in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I call forth a miracle for your finances in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive a provision right now. In the name of Jesus, receive SMS alerts right now. Supernaturally, in the name of Jesus, people's minds are quickened in your favor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, believe it right now. Jesus Christ became poor for your sake, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. Now you believe that you are rich. You're interacting with that light within you, and you're giving thanks to God and saying, Lord, I'm grateful. I have a miracle, a financial miracle now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there's a miracle in my career. I'm starting that business by the help of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I have access to the capital right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I declare concerning you, this is your day for a miracle. Receive a miracle. Receive a miracle. Receive a miracle. Receive a miracle. It's your day for a miracle. Receive it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the atmosphere around your life to change for the better. And people are responding to that new atmosphere right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yea, kosubra tilamaha. In the network of people around your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God is working on their minds. Working on their minds. Thank you, Father. There's somebody who is troubled. You had something overnight, a dream overnight, and you woke up this morning troubled. Listen to this. Marodo kosibra dahaya. The burden on your heart is lifted. That evil plan of the devil will never be able to come to pass. It has been thwarted in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is your day. 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 I see the Lord healing someone, one of your ears. I see the Lord healing you. The pain is gone. The pain is gone. The pain is gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I see someone, all right, you're wearing glasses. You're in glasses right now. All right, you're wearing glasses. I see the Lord healing your eyesight. You can feel it already. The power of God is there. All right, remove the glasses. You can see perfectly well now in the name of Jesus. I see a young lady. I see God working on your lungs. God is working on your lungs. Hallelujah. The healing power of God is going through your lungs. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. There's somebody here. The Lord just gave you an idea. All right? Like a flash. It just went through your mind. During this period of stay at home, all right? Begin to work it. Begin to work that idea. Begin to work that idea. Begin to do something about it. Glory to God. Amen. Be not afraid. The resources are here. In the name of Jesus, you have more than enough to fulfill that dream that God has put in your heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I see somebody shoulder pain. All right. The shoulder blade, you know, has been in a situation of discomfort over time. But the Lord is healing you right now. And then the back pain. All right, it's gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I see someone, you've been coughing recently, all right, and you've been wondering, what's happening to me? What's happening to me? All right, listen very carefully. The healing power of God is upon you right now as I speak. There's a soothing presence of God going through your being, all right, your lungs. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You can literally sense it now as I speak. All right, there's the soothing presence of God going through your being. Thank you, Father. Lift up your hands and receive. Begin to give thanks right now. All right, and say it with your mouth. Affirm that you have received. Affirm that you have received. Go ahead and affirm it in the name of Jesus. Affirm that you have received. Affirm that you have received in the name of Jesus. Affirm that you have received. Glory to God. Glory to God. Give thanks to God. Bless him. Thank him right now. Thank him right now. Thank him right now. thank him right now. I see someone, you know, somebody's going to call you before this week runs out and bless you with something that you need to start that business. Glory to God. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. And I see somebody, you've been in faith for foodstuff. Somebody is sending it to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the angel of the Lord has moved into action. Right now, they are doing marvelous things in the name of Jesus. Receive a miracle. Receive a miracle in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive a miracle right now as I speak. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. I see somebody, you know, the hand of the Lord is upon you, all right? He said, this period, I need you to do something for me online. You're going to be reaching out to people who I need, and you're going to be reaching out to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, all right? He says, the hand of the Lord is upon you. He has shown you how to make it happen, how to do it, all right? You're going to be connecting with people beyond the shores of Nigeria. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. God has shown you how to make it happen. This is the time. This is the moment to do it. The hand of the Lord is upon you to do it. The glory of God is upon you to make it happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Someone with pain in your wrists and in one of your fingers, pain in one of your fingers has just been healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The pain in your wrist, all right, and one of your fingers has just been healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I see the Lord healing someone with an ear. Hallelujah. The power of God is touching you right now as I speak. Glory to God. You can literally feel the pull, all right, in your rectum. God is pulling it up. Glory to God. There is the power of God right there, right now. As I speak, glory to God. Your abdomen, God is working on your abdomen, all right? Your lower abdomen, God is working on it right now as I speak. The power of God is working in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see someone who has been afflicted with and oppressed by the wicked one over time. You've been under the siege of fear and oppression. That whole fear is broken from off your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of God is upon you right now in the name of Jesus. It's a new beginning for you. It's a new beginning for you. Come on, bask in the glory of God. Receive that miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. Take it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Take that miracle right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Send in your testimonies right now. Do what you couldn't do before. Send in your testimonies right now. Don't hesitate to send in your testimonies. It may just be two lines or three lines or four sentences. Just send them in right now. Let us know what Jesus has done for you. We want to rejoice with you, and we also want to use your testimony to strengthen the faith of others. Glory to God. The Lord has been good to you. Don't hide it. Show it so you can move from healing to wholeness. Be that Samaritan that was healed. The only one that came back to Jesus was healed of leprosy and gave thanks. And Jesus told him, you are whole, from healing to wholeness.